Now, we're finding out the stories behind the people who are leading our district communities all around the country. We're speaking to different mayors every week, and this morning we have Opotiki's Mayor Lynn Reisterer. Right now, she is the only Māori mayor in the country and is unique in her leadership for many reasons. Morena, Lynn.
Morena.
Thanks for getting up so early to speak with us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Ah, gosh, well, I'm 62. I was pretty sports mad when I was younger. I've played sports to representative level in several different areas, hockey, soccer. I played in the first ever women's rep match between Manawatū and Hawke's Bay back in about 1981. I've played cricket. Volleyball would be my most favourite sport, and I have been an international hockey umpire as well.
Fantastic.
But not these days.
Great to hear about your sporting accolades too. And I must mention, you are a queer wahine Māori mayor, a beautiful thing, and you and your wife were the first to celebrate a lesbian civil union on a marae. Can you share about what that experience was like?
Well, yes, it was both fraught and fantastic. I had booked my marae quite early on in the year for the civil union to be held on April the 1st. And with maybe about 12 days to go, I was rung up by one of the trustees at my marae and told, I can't have it. And I said, but why not? This is my marae. And we're going to have our celebration on the beach and come back and have the, lovely dinner and stay overnight back at the marae. And he adamantly refused to allow us to be on the marae, and he kept talking about, you people, you can't do this, you people. Anyway, I worked out, because he was Catholic, that he was not happy for us to be where I was allowed to be. One of my cousins pointed out to me that I actually whakapapa to more than one marae. And so I approached Opape, which is just a little further down the road, and it was where we were going to be holding the ceremony on the beach. And they were lovely. They were more than happy for us to have that there. So we had our ceremony on the beach, went up for Pōwhiri, onto the marae with all of our guests. I had asked the Opotiki College Kapahaka to help with catering, and they also performed and looked after our guests. We had a beautiful dinner, and about 40 of us stayed overnight. Interestingly enough, the name of the Wharanui at Opape is Muriwai. So we were sleeping in the arms of our woman ancestor, so it ended up being quite serendipitous.
That's beautiful. And I've also got to mention too, Lynn, you were a councillor for 6 years, you were deputy mayor for 3 years, but also your late father Don was mayor of Opotiki in 1989 for one term. Did he ever give you any advice about representing your local community?
Not then. When he first became mayor, I didn't live here. And at that time, when he started as mayor, he was mayor for 12 years, I went overseas. So I was away in England for 10 years, and I came back probably in the last year or so of the time that my father was still mayor. He was just sort of getting on with his normal mayoral duties and so on. I went to several functions where he was mayor at the time. But there was nothing at all mentioned. I did approach him when I was thinking of standing to be mayor in about 2006. And he said I wasn't ready, I hadn't been home long enough, and I wasn't involved enough in the community. So that was his way of saying, no, you need more time. So that's why I left it until 2013 to actually stand for council.
Lynn, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's been wonderful to find a bit more about you. That's Lynn Reisterer, the only Māori mayor in the country. She's mayor of Opotiki.